Well, it is good to be here this morning. When he mentioned about the rain coming in and washing us out tonight, I'm just afraid some of you are going to be praying for rain. Oh, it's been my privilege to be here this week. I would never understand somebody not wanting to come out here. Man, this is just beautiful. I loved it and was enjoying it. I was out early this morning, probably around 5 o'clock. I was out looking up at the sky. Where I'm from, you don't see hardly any stars. There's too much light pollution, too many telephone poles with lights on them, too many houses with lights on them. And I was just out looking up at the stars, and wow, that's just beauty. And the thing that struck me, again, my God knows them by name. Not just the number. I mean, you can always come up with a bigger number, just put another zero after it. He knows them by name. Wow. I can't even get all of my grandkids straight. And I sure haven't gotten the twins straight this week. I don't think I've gotten it right once this week. I'll give them a name and they will correct me that I got the wrong name. But my God knows all those stars by name. Now, some of them, their name is satellite. Because there was a couple of them, I'm pretty sure those were satellites. Those weren't stars. They were pretending to be stars. But wow, I'm glad the God that I serve knows all the stars. And yet he knows me. As insignificant as I am, he still knows who I am. Wow, what an awesome, awesome, awesome God we serve. Praise God, praise God. Well, this morning, let's go to Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13. Now, I'll be honest, I don't know what time normally Brother Archibald lets you out. So if I go too long, you just have to signal me. No, not right now. Now's not the time to signal. Wait till I've gone too long. And you'll know I've gone too long when it gets to 6:30. Then you can start signaling. But the danger of going longer than the normal preacher does, you all get frustrated at the long-winded evangelist that didn't know when to quit. If I go shorter than him, then he's frustrated because you're going to tell him about why couldn't you preach shorter like the evangelist. So I'm in a lose-lose proposition either way, you know. But I tell you what, let's just study God's word this morning. Luke chapter 13, I want to look at a story that takes place. The stories are put in God's word for us to learn from them. Yes. Somebody made the statement, if we don't learn from history, we are doomed to repeat it. Yes. And I'm here to tell you, if the word of God didn't have these stories, we would have so many fewer examples to read, study, and understand. Our God is the same. The same as he was in the days of the Bible, he is the same today. He will do for us what he did for them. If we do what they did, we will get from God what we need. And if we don't follow him, the God of the Bible is the same. And so we can learn from these lessons. Luke chapter 13, we're going to begin at verse 10. And work our way down through this story. Luke chapter 13, beginning at verse 10. And he was teaching, that is Jesus. Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. And was bowed together and could in no wise lift herself up. Wow. What a tragic story we have here. A lady that for 18 years has been hampered by a disease that has her completely doubled over. That's tragic. That is so sad to have lived like that for 18 years. Now, I am sure that in the beginning it was just a slight bend. And she probably would try to straighten herself up and try to overcome it. And maybe she could for a little while, but every time it would get worse and worse and worse. Every time she would do her best to try to correct the problem, it would come back and she would be bowed more the next time. And the next day it would get worse and she would try to make it better. She would go to the doctor to see if he could get any medicine to help her or if he could do anything to help her. But the disease continued to get worse and worse. For 18 years, she struggled with this disease. That's a long time to be sick. I remember my daddy, the first time I began to notice a tremor in his left hand. And I asked him, I said, "Dad, what's going on?" And come to find out he had Parkinson's. And for the next 14 years, I watched my dad deteriorate with a disease that had no cure. Man, how disappointing that was, how frustrating that was. He would try different things to get better. He tried medicine and it didn't help. And he tried therapy and it seemed to help a little bit for a little while. But then the disease kept ravaging his body and kept deteriorating him. Until the end, his mind was gone. His body was shot. He wasn't able to even recognize who I was. I'd go and see him there in the nursing home because he required 24-hour care. And he wouldn't know who I was. For 14 years, I watched him deteriorate. Wow. I can't imagine what it must have been like for this lady for 18 years to continually deteriorate with a disease that would double her over completely. It wasn't something that she could hide. There was no way to hide that she had a problem. I mean, there's not a whole lot of people you see that are walking around completely doubled over. She couldn't blend in with the crowd. She stood out. There was a real problem and everybody knew there's a problem. This lady has a problem. There was no disguising it. There was no camouflaging it. She had a problem and everybody knew it. And the worst part was she couldn't fix it. She couldn't get it fixed. The harder she tried, the worse it got. Until when we see her in this point, she's completely doubled over by the disease and has been for some time. What a sad picture. But you know, as I look at her picture, I'm reminded of so many people that are ravaged by the disease of sin. Sin controls them. Sin has ruined their life. Sin has destroyed them through habits, through patterns of behavior. Sin has totally and completely destroyed them. Oh, they thought they could do better for a while and they would try to do better and they would try to resist, but every time it just kept coming back and coming back. And every time they would get just a little bit worse and a little bit worse and a little bit worse. Until today, when we see them, they're completely bound by sin. They're completely destroyed by sin. Nothing they can do. No doubt they would seek help. But the disease of sin controls them today and has their life completely bound up by the disease of sin, the chains of sin, the habits of sin, the destructive behavior of sin totally controls them. They would love to camouflage it if they could, but they can't. Everybody knows it. Everybody sees the bloodshot eyes and the needle tracks and the scabs from drug addiction. Everybody sees a life ruined by sin. There's no way to camouflage it, no way to hide it. Destroyed, bound by sin. Wow. What a sad story that would be if the story stopped there. So many people destroyed by sin. Some of them have been that way for a long time. Maybe longer than 18 years. Maybe they've been bound by sin for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, maybe 60 years or more. Sin has controlled them. And they've been that way as long as you've known them, as long as they've known anything. They've been bound by the habits and the dictates of sin. And today it seems like they're trapped by sin. And I'm sure this lady with her condition felt trapped by this condition, felt hampered by this condition, wished so bad she could do something different but unable to in and of herself. So many people bound by sin wish they weren't bound by sin. But they've tried to quit. They've tried to do better. They've tried in their own strength. Maybe they even tried some programs and hoped for the best. But it didn't help them for any length of time. Sin still controlled them. And has been for a long, long time. But you know, the beautiful thing is, the same Jesus that set her free can set you free. We notice that in verse 12. Verse 12, when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said, "Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. You see, the same Jesus that spoke to her and healed her on that day is the same Jesus that can break the chains of sin today. I find it interesting. Jesus called to her, and Jesus is still calling to us today. He is still calling out, "Son, daughter, if you'll come to me, if you'll come to me, I'll break the chains of sin." Because there is no chain that sin can make that God cannot break. There is no bondage so strong but what God cannot set you free. There is no habit or addiction that is so binding that what God cannot set you free. Oh, I'm so glad that my God is still calling men and women, boys and girls today, saying, "If you'll come to me, I'll set you free." Notice he called to her, and God is still calling to us today to come and be free of the chain of sin, be free of the bondage of sin, be free of the habits and the addictions of sin. If you'll come to him. Notice she came to him. And that's the next thing. You have to come to him. You have to admit you are a sinner and come to him. Guess what? He didn't tell her to get straightened up and then come to me. He said, "Just come to me." Oh, I am so glad that God isn't expecting us to get straightened up before we come to him. If we'll come to him, he'll do the straightening up. If we'll come to him with a repentant heart, he can take care of all the rest. We don't have to get straight ourselves. We just have to come to him. That's what we have to do, is come to him. Admit we need his help. She could have stood there and said, "Sir, I don't know who you are. I don't know where you're from. I don't have time to fool with you. Don't you see I have enough problems?" If she'd have said that, she'd have left bent over just like she came in. But she came to Jesus, and he touched her and he healed her immediately. It didn't take him 45 minutes of some chiropractic adjustment to get her straightened up. He touched her and immediately she was healed. Oh, I'm so glad for the immediacy of God's healing power. The immediacy of God's forgiving grace. It doesn't take a long time. We can come just like we are. And then he'll touch us. And immediately we're set free from the bondage of sin. Set free from the chain of sin. Set free from the debilitating disease of sin. But we have to come to him. So many people, they want to be free, but they want to do it their own way. And I'm here to tell you, it doesn't work that way. If you want to be free, you've got to do it God's way. You've got to admit that you need help. She had to admit she needed help. She had to admit she needed help. And you know what's sad? Everybody could see she needed help. And you know what? Sinners, everybody can see they need help. They're addicted. They're bound. Their life is ruined by sin. Everybody can see it. Even they themselves can see it. But they have to admit they need His help. But if you'll admit you need His help and you'll come to Him, you'll find the same deliverance that this woman did. Because Jesus touched her and immediately she was healed. In fact, we see in verse 16 that Jesus says, "Ought not this woman, being the daughter of Abraham, who Satan has bound these 18 years, be loosed on the Sabbath day?" Oh, I'm here to tell you, Satan has people bound, but Jesus can still set them free. It doesn't matter how bound you are. Oh, I meet people and they say, "Oh, but preacher, you don't know how messed up my life is. You don't know what I'm bound up in. You don't know what I'm so messed up in." I don't need to know. Because whether I know or not is irrelevant. I just know He can set you free. There is no chain that sin creates, but what God cannot break that chain of sin. No addiction so strong that He cannot set you free. Because He is the great healer. Oh, I'm glad it doesn't matter how bound you are. He didn't look at this lady and say, "You know what? If you could have got to me 2 years ago, I could have healed you. But now you're beyond hope." No, there is no one beyond the reach of my God. No one beyond the hope of my Jesus. He can still heal the sin-sick soul. Bound by the chains of sin, He can still unbind them and set them free. It doesn't matter how long you've been bound. There's no statute of limitations on God's forgiveness. Oh, I'm here to tell you, I've prayed with some that have lived their life in sin down on their deathbed. I've prayed with them and God has forgiven them. Oh, I'm glad that God can still forgive no matter how long it's been. There's no statute of limitations on God's forgiveness. Now, don't put it off till you're on your deathbed because you don't know if you'll make it there. But I'm here to tell you, no matter how long it's been, God can still set you free. Oh, I meet people that say, "Oh, but preacher, I've been this way for so long, I don't know if I could live differently." No, you probably can't because you've tried to live differently and you couldn't. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus can help you live differently. Jesus can set you free. Jesus can change all that used to be. Because the scripture tells us when He saves us, He makes us a new creature in Christ Jesus. He doesn't leave us like He found us, but He changes us into the image of God. And we can live above sin because He changes who we are. Oh, I am so glad that He can change us. Doesn't matter how long you've been that way. Doesn't matter how bound you are. Doesn't matter how bent you are. Jesus can still set you free today. Oh, I'm glad that I serve a God that is still greater than sin. The grace of God is still greater than sin. I'm glad that at Bible college they didn't hand me out a book that says you have to memorize this. These are the sins that are unforgivable. No. Because I'm here to tell you the grace of God is sufficient. The blood of Jesus Christ is sufficient. The forgiveness of God is sufficient for any sin. Hallelujah. You know, if it wasn't for every sin, if it was just for a small category, I don't know as I'd do this job. But the beauty of this job is I can tell everybody, no matter who they are, where they are, what they've done, Jesus' blood can forgive. Hallelujah. I'll never forget being in the country of Haiti. I've been to the country of Haiti several times. I was down in the country of Haiti, was ministering there, and met an individual. Nice man, super guy. Just shook his hand, and he was a preacher, and just was great to fellowship with him. There was just that kinship in Jesus that we had. I couldn't really speak to him much because I only know about 5 words in Creole. I can say hi, I can say no, and I can say praise the Lord. Makes for a very short conversation. But it was just, there was a kinship there. And then he began to give me his testimony. As a teenage boy, he had given himself to voodoo and had worked his way up to be a voodoo priest. Then he found Jesus. And Jesus forgave him of all that he had ever done. Wow! What a testimony of the power, the redeeming grace of Jesus. That this man had lived for years for Satan, but God had forgiven him. And wow, what a radical change it made. So I'm just here to tell you, doesn't matter how long, doesn't matter how far, doesn't matter how bound, all that matters is Jesus is calling and saying, if you'll come to me, I will forgive you. If you'll come to me, I will touch you and heal you. Oh, I'm glad that the grace of God, the forgiveness of God is immediate. You don't have to wait. You know, we're used to waiting on so many things nowadays. It didn't used to be that way, but now you order something and they tell you, well, it'll be a 2-week wait or a 3-week wait or whatever. I am so glad when we come to the altar and we say, Jesus, will you forgive me? He does not ever reply, I'm sorry, son, we're just about out of grace. We're on a 2-week waiting period. If you'll come back in 2 weeks, we'll see if we have enough. No. I am so glad when we come to Him and we say, Jesus, forgive me. There's no waiting period. It's an immediate forgiveness that He can give. Oh, I am so glad that when He touched her, immediately she was healed. And she straightened up and she began to praise God. Oh, I'm here to tell you, if you've ever felt the redeeming power of God, praising Him just becomes a natural outflow of your life. If you've known the joy of sins forgiven, it's easy to praise Him because of what He has done for you. Yes. Oh, I'm so glad you don't have to be bound by sin. You don't have to be bent by sin. You can be free. As I read that story and I studied that, it just jumped out at me. How many people I have met that are exactly like that. But oh, I'm glad you don't have to be bound by sin. The devil has bound you long enough. Jesus said, not 18 years, that's long enough. We're done with that. We're going to set her free. Oh, I'm glad that Jesus can set you free. The devil's had you long enough. Satan can't keep you bound when Jesus sets you free. He is calling to you today. Are you tired of being bound? Are you tired of being bent by sin, ruined by the habits of sin, ruined by the life of sin? Oh, I bring you good news this morning. Jesus has complete forgiveness, and He can set you free if you'll come to Him. I want our heads bowed and our eyes closed. I don't know who is here this morning. I don't know you all. But I just wonder if there isn't somebody here this morning that if you're bound by sin, oh, I bring you good news. You can be free today. If you'll come to Him, He's calling you today. You say, well, preacher, how can He be calling to me? I didn't even know I was coming. Oh, He knew you were coming before you knew you were coming. And so He had me preach this message so that you could once again hear that Jesus loves you. He has the forgiveness that you need. He has the forgiveness that you're looking for, that you're longing for. And if you'll come to Him, you'll find the forgiveness that your heart is so hungry for. Oh, the disappointment, the guilt, the shame, all of that can be gone in a moment of time if you'll come to Jesus and ask Him to forgive you. Oh, but preacher, you don't know how long I've been this way. Don't need to know. I just know that no matter how long, no matter how far, no matter what you've done, Jesus still forgives today. And if you want to pray, I want to invite you to get out of where you're at and come kneel at this altar. And you will find the forgiveness that you're looking for. You'll find the peace that you're longing for. You'll find the fulfillment that has so escaped you up to this point. You've tried so many other things to try to help straighten you out and it's not worked. Oh, I'm here to tell you there is a solution and it is found in Jesus Christ and in Him only. And if you would like to pray this morning, I want to give you invitation to come. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. He'll set you free. Anyone feel like you want to pray this morning? Jesus, thank you so much for your word that gives us clear illustrations. Father, you know every heart here. I don't know every heart. Don't pretend to. But you know every heart here this morning. You know who needed to hear this message. You know who needs to know that you can still forgive sins. Father, I know that you will continue to deal with those that do not know you as your Savior. And thank you for doing that. Because you love us too much to just let us go. But you love us so much that you sent your Son from heaven to earth to bleed and die that we might have redemption. So, Father, I pray that you would continue to speak with every heart that needs it here this morning. And, Father, for what you do, we'll ever praise you because it's done in Jesus' blessed holy name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you for your kind attention. You are dismissed.